I, bro, this, the a dad who, I don't know where he, some, there's a page on Twitter, or Reddit, I think it is, and it's called Am I the Asshole?
Come again?
So people have to send in like a scenario, and they're asking if they're the ones in the
Okay.
wrong. And a
Oh, I
man,
think I might have seen
the
this
tampon
one.
one,
No.
he was like, "Am I an asshole for not wanting my daughter to wear a tampon?"
Oh my
And
days, you don't even need to explain the rest of
I
that.
need
It's
to
just
actually
so.
read what he said.
Go on.
He got. Oh my God. Said. Because I have a 13-year-old daughter who has been having her period for a few years now, and I am the primary caretaker as her mother works away from home most of the time. I recently noticed that her mother bought her a pack of tampons since they were in a cupboard underneath her sink. I don't have any issues with her wearing regular feminine hygiene products, and I've bought her pads before, but she doesn't have any kind of reason to be using tampons right now. She's not participating in any sports team or swimming, and she hasn't ever voiced any issues with wearing pads over the last few years. I spoke to my sister about this last week, and she also thinks that it's a bit ridiculous for a 13-year-old and not entirely age appropriate. I think that she's too young for this, and her mother is sexualizing her in a way that I don't feel particularly comfortable. I told her that.
God.
I told her that I won't be letting her get more tampons after this box expires, since she's not even in high school yet,
Expires.
which she's rather angry about. Her mother thinks that this is misogynistic, which I don't agree with. If I had a son, I wouldn't buy him condoms at this age either, and also because she doesn't really need them. I know that most people wouldn't think of tampons as inherently sexual, but my daughter has also been asked for birth control for her periods. Although there are tons of different painkillers, and I think that she's using this as a getaway to possibly become sexually active. I also don't edit, and then he does a little PS at the end. I don't think she's mature enough to change them often.
First of all, I don't know why he came to the internet with this, but
He compared
anyways,
condoms to tampons.
I was literally just about to say that. They don't, you can't compare those two. They're not the same, they're not on the same level yet. I understand his point. Like, I understand his point on one side because it would be a bit weird. I would feel a bit weird if mine said that too, but because
Why?
I never used it either, so I don't know. It's just a bit. I get his point, but then at the same time, I don't think he really has the right to be
It just
talking
reminds
like.
me of T.I. saying that he would take his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure she's still a virgin.
That's just mad. That's just dumb. Just that's cancelled. We don't even need to say anything for that but no, I get his point. But I don't think if she wants to, then it's her
No,
choice,
but the
innit?
thing is,
But I get what he's saying. But I don't
I
think
don't
he
get
should
what he's
be.
saying.
I don't think he should be saying it like, oh, like you're not allowed or something like that.
Men will sexualize any completely ordinary thing females do, even their own daughters, and it's disgusting.
I wish I could leave that one. Okay, so.
That's I don't it's very misogynistic.
I get his point, but I
I
just
don't
don't
get
think
his
it's his point to
point.
make. Maybe if the mum said it, I wouldn't really.
I still don't get the point.
I think I would say the same thing, but
Why?
that's from me. I don't know. It's just a bit weird. Like, what's maybe when weird, you're though? Grown.
But what's the difference? That's the thing. There's no difference.
I don't know.
I feel like we need a PSA for men around this. It's not sexual fun to use a tampon. I understand the confusion, but trust me, that is not, it's not pleasurable. It's not a sex toy. It's one of the crappy options. One of the crappy options to deal with a crappy situation. It's just, it is misogynistic is the only word, like.
You could say that, but it's only because it's coming from him.
Exactly, but it's the fact that he thinks he has a say.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. That's why it's misogynistic. I agree with that, but then what he's saying is not...
It is mad.
It's not completely mad.
It is, though. There's not one thing in it that makes me feel like, yeah.
He doesn't feel comfortable with her using tampons. I can understand why. Is it
his vagina? Why? I don't understand why.
It's a bit thing, like, it's just bare invasive. It's so, like...
But it's not, has nothing to do with him, and it's not even invasive. It's actually the same thing as a pad. It just works different.
I guess so, but I would just prefer, like... Well, me personally, I've never used it. I don't think I ever will. The pad is just better, man.
Different methods work for different people. And
no, like when I hear 13-year-old and tampon in the same, like, it doesn't go together. For me, it don't go together. Why? It's just weird. When I think of tampon, I'm thinking of like a grown woman.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just because your first, like, method shown is always been a pad. That I feel like that's the only reason. You just kind of grow up just using pads, and then you get to for whatever reason, you try a tampon. For some people it works, for other people they just still prefer the pad. Same way there's now cups and
I see that thing. I don't understand how that works, because you can't tell me you're gonna leave that thing there.
I don't understand the cup either, but there's now cups, and there's even underwear with kind of
it's like a flipping nappy now. Almost yeah,
exactly, like, so it's just a different type of method, and it works the exact same way, and they do the job. And I know no woman wants periods, but it's life, and it comes with the territory. So to now having, like, imagine just being younger, and for whatever reason, if she wants to use if she's tried a tampon, for whatever reason, it works better, or she just prefers it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's cool, like, if it's, like, all right, cool now, she wants to use that, fine. I'm not going to, like, be like, oh, yeah, by force, you've got to do the thing. But me, personally, I wouldn't make it the option. Okay,
it's not the first, thing, and... She's obvious. It seems that he gave her pads, and her mum gave her tampons.
Yeah.
But she's had both. It's just when she's gay, it's just a case of which one is she gonna use. Like, she needs to use one or the other, kind of thing.
Obviously, of course.
And then the birth control thing, that I understand his concern, but really and truly, birth control is prescribed for pain and heavy periods, pain, all of that. Mm. Certain girls are out here fainting once a month. And I've seen it happen, and it's scary, bruv. Once a month, this girl faints on cue. And that week, this girl's fainting. And then another girl throws up for that whole period. LOL, no pun intended. But I know, like, 3 girls who faint. It just happens when it's that time of the month. Then other girls are out here nauseating all over the gaff.
So the most I've heard is, like, back pain.
That's normal. Back pain and the cramps.
Yeah, that's it. Standard. Those are the only ones.
I've seen, like I said, fainting right next to me in Westfield just because it's that. And then in school, there was someone who would throw up, and it was literally just because she was on her period. And then another girl, she faints and she gets like really bad migraines. So what they do is they just offer her the birth control because it's not a pain thing. It's not like you can take paracetamol and it's gone.
But that thing makes it shorter, innit?
It can make it lighter. If you get bad cramps, it's not too bad. It's just a bit easier.
But yeah, he shouldn't have been. He could have just gone to the mum and just said, oh, like, raw. It's a bit.
I just don't know why he has to open his mouth. I don't see any scenario. But
you can.
The birth control one, fine. I understand that one because that one actually fucks with your body. Even as a grown woman, birth control can be harmful. Wait, what are you talking about? The birth control?
Both.
Oh, but then the birth control one, I understand. That can be a discussion because she's still young, so I guess so. But I don't see any scenario where a man has an input unless they're like a primary caregiver. There isn't a woman as a guardian figure.
But you can talk to your. It's his wife, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like an everyday convo, but like you should be able to just speak about something that you don't feel comfortable with. So he can just say it, but he doesn't have to, he can't impose it. Like, he can't be like, this is how it's going to be. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, like, there's not a scenario in my head that I can think of where he has even the right to feel uncomfortable about anything to do with her period, other than the birth control. Like, let's even take the birth control situation out of it. Like, there's nothing that I can think of where I'm like, okay, his concern's valid.
Fair enough. It's literally just because it's coming from him, but I think if a woman said that, it would be different.
Yeah.
Exactly, so.
It's the entitlement.
That's the issue. So that's the issue. It's not what he's saying.
It is what he's saying because he thinks he can say it.
Exactly. But the words, those words, it's and the same words.
And you can tell that it's of ill nature because he's compared it to condoms.
Yeah. That's where he messed up the whole thing.
If he compared it now to condoms, it's showing us what he's like, how he's actually thinking the whole situation. If it was a genuine concern, then it would have been said differently. But even then, I don't understand why the concern. Because it's literally the same thing as a bad. But now he's shown himself because he compared it to condoms. Fucking twat.
Yeah, that's why he messed up. He shouldn't have compared it to that. Is there any other ones on there?
No, I just had to save that because it was going. It was mad. Because, exactly, it's like, it's a tampon is a regular feminine product. Like, it's literally right next to the pads. It's the same thing. Then this girl commented, I'm in my early 20s now and I just started using tampons, but I wish someone would have introduced it to me earlier. If I had been using tampons at 13, it would have saved a lot of underwear, a lot of embarrassment and a lot of stress. And it's true, bro, I'm telling you. I started and I'm never going back. Because me and my 60 days, are you mad?
Nah, that was different.
For the doctor to now tell me, yeah, it just happens sometimes, bro.
But that was different.
Wait, and then somebody else commented, wait, is this sexualized because of where the tampon goes? Like, do you think she's enjoying having to do this? Please leave the feminine hygiene to the mother and maybe sit this one out and have a deep think about what kind of person you are.
That's the only thing that I can see that's wrong with what he's saying.
Don't police women's bodies, even if they're your child. It's true though, it's not his business, and he'll never get it. And you can't put that voice and imagine a woman saying it. It just wouldn't make sense.
All I know is that there's not going to be none of that in my house, so...
Why?
I don't know, man. Even when they're grown, then you can, when you go find it yourself, you can try it, but... No. Like I said, it's just that 13 and tampon doesn't go together in my head. It's not because of what he thinks, but that it just don't go like.
And this whole BBL talk is back.
Oh yeah. It's always the same girl. I'm so tired of seeing that damn name.
But for once she's doing something right.
Yeah. The other one reminds me of her. The one that was showing off hers, that was like, oh, mine was good. Yeah, what I don't regret it.
She reminds you of what?
Of
oh, her, of her.
Yeah. Of her. Her is running.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her is misbotched. And Nella was back in the thing. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's true. Like, she's actually, like, she's gone, made a video, like, explaining what's happened, showing what's happened, and reading tree, like, if
that must have been hard for her to do as well, because exactly, she thought she was gonna go there to get like a thing, and then you come back with that.
Exactly, because it's one thing like doing it, she could have really stayed quiet, because she's been owning Since it happened. She gets called botch, and she calls herself, which like, yes, I'm botched, and this blah blah blah. But like, she's gone like, no, like, it's bad. She suffers from it. Like, she's got bare side effects from it. She's unhappy. She has to go back, get it removed. Whilst this woman has now, and she did it in response to the other girl, because she's like, don't regret getting a BBL, it looks so good.
But she didn't need to, and then she went back.
It's
and
just she was the like, whole she trying went... to normalize going under the knife, which is mad, and especially when influencers are getting paid to promote it like it's a pack of crisps. Because hold on, then she did some long statement, like trying to summarize. You see these models on Instagram and you think I want a body like this. Blah, blah, blah. I've been fighting this leg of mine. The pain is out of this world. I have lost so much weight and this bad thigh is still getting bigger. More of the story, it's not worth it. To those that want to do surgery, spend that fucking money and get it done properly. I won't bash people that want to do it, but make sure you're spending more than fucking hell. 3.5k on a BBL. You pay for what you want. Don't go turkey. I have done this too many times and still came out botched. I'm tired of going to hospital. I'm tired of being on tablets. I'm tired of feeling like this. So let this be a wake-up call. For those that think BBL is an easy thing, I'll be going away soon to one of the best surgeons in the world. I don't care how much it costs. My health is important and I will keep you all updated. P.S. I don't want sympathy and I don't care about being judged or attacked. Girls need to be aware and understand the field they are going into. It is true.
God, and she's still going back for more.
Well, she has to get it taken out. Or it's only going to get worse.
Taken out? It's going to get removed? Or is she fixing it?
She's got... What hurts her is like this kind of build-up of dead cells, which is what's hurting her. So she has to get that removed. Because it depends on how your body reacts to your own fat cells. It was just basically rejected. So it went like rock hard and it hurts and it's getting bigger. So she has to get all of that taken out. Because, yeah, I'm not going to lie, that looks wild. And it looked like that for time. And then it was this whole thing, oh, it looks stiff, it looks
rock hard.
And then she was like, it's healing. It's just, I think it's a wake-up call. Because it is normalized, like, yeah, vlog, going Turkey, getting this, that, and the other. Like, it literally is promoted like a pack of crisps. Because you see 40-year-old Bernice, and you see...
40?
Yeah, she's 40, and that's a BBL. But it's a well-done one.
Shit, 40 years old, you know. She looks like she's about 20.
It's just too normalized.
It's not that deep. I mean, do it if you want to do it. But
if you're going to do it, please, like, do your research. And just don't go to the cheapest offer because it's your body at the end of the day. And this is one of the surgeries with the highest death rates and all that for cheeks.
It's mad. Because this girl, I've seen some of her videos and she just talks about like the way that the things that she's been through in her life, like it's mad, and she just talks about it so lightly. But then she wants to be, what does she actually want to be? Like, she doing up influencers? Is that what she calls herself?
Yeah, she gets paid to do YouTube and she has her own.
Like, is that what she refers to herself as?
Yeah, she's an influencer. It's not what she refers to herself as. It's what she is. It's what she gets paid to do. And she's got her own brand in that.
I don't know if someone like her can be... That sounds mad, but like...
She is, though.
It's what
she gets paid to do. I don't... Like, nowadays... All these people are influencers. They don't sign a form.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're getting paid, whether it's to do YouTube or to promote stuff, and that's how you make your living, she's an influencer.
I guess so. Some of the things that she talks about is so mad. It's so mad that she can just keep doing what she's doing.
Keep doing what she's doing and what?
Like, she just keeps putting herself out there.
Mm.
But at the same time, she's not... Well, she is actually, because she keeps taking it, but like mentally or emotionally, she's not weak, but like it gets to her.
I was gonna say something. I just think this whole normalizing of surgical bodies is very mad. And did you see the picture of what Khloe Kardashian looked like? She posted time ago a picture on Instagram and then it went viral because it was like, who is this woman? This isn't Khloe. And it was just like her face and she was smiling, but it didn't look like her because the Photoshop was crazy. And then it was the same day as like they were shooting for the show. So it was the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one person and then the picture. Never, that was not the same. Like, I'm gonna find it.
So, was it her? Was it not
her? It was her, but it was like the Photoshop, like you're doing too much.
Okay.
Bro, I need a picture of that exact day. It's like, that's what was on Instagram, what she posted. See, that's not even her. That's what she posted on her Instagram. And that's like the same day. And that's what she posted.
Wait, zoom out a bit. I want to see them close together. She's boying it, man. Flip. That's a whole different person.
Exactly.
A whole different person. Is it even the same hair? Even the same hair.
No, but the picture that I'm looking for, I can't find it. But it was like the same, the exact same face, same hair, same clothes. It was like the same. It was the time the picture got taken, basically. But it's still polar opposites. That's like social media really has. Now there's apps, yeah, where it's like Photoshop but for a video. So what it does is it makes your thighs look wider, and it there's another.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
I feel like I sent it to you.
I think you might have.
I think I did, and I told you this is wild. Yeah, look.
Yeah, yeah.
Like now there's whole apps where you can take a video. That's wild.
Why do you need to do that? Because when it comes to real life, that's not what you look like.
Which is why girls are now looking for the solution to look like that, yeah. Which goes to the surgery.
But it's not that deep, man. Come on, guys.
And then this guy posted how he asked his 13-year-old niece or something.
Yeah,
and then she showed her picture.
Yeah, of what she wants to look like. I seen that, yeah.
And it was the girl who got her ribs removed for slim waist. They're getting ribs removed for waist.
Yeah, that one's been happening. I've heard of it.
Exactly.
That.
Or like these
they wear like corsets. Waist like trainers
and
their
corsets, and
yeah.
They're measuring every inch of their waist, and they have a number in their minds, and until they're at that number, mate,
it's madness.
And social media pushed that, and people on social media pushed that, because if you look at like models, yeah, like runway, not the new Fashion Nova and Pretty Little Thing, like yeah, models. Yeah. Like the models on the shows at these like designer brands, yeah, they still have like that same look, like slim and tall.
Yeah.
And that's like the body in it. And then you go on social media and it's perky boobs and then the bum and the thighs, but no waist.
It's not impossible. Some people have got it like that, but. If you're gonna, you gotta be a little bit thing. If you're gonna have big everything,
exactly,
you're gonna have a little bit of a tummy. Like.
And the ones who aren't, because certain girls have that shape and it's actually natural. Like yeah, it's just the way their genetics are set up. And okay, people were like, "You want that body, go gym." And gym helps, but if certain people want to have a look that gym is not gonna get you. Because you're not after the healthy gym body look. You're after the Instagram thickums.
And all that I'm after them, I have not touched gym, so.
Exactly. And the bodies that they have is surgical. You can't go gym looking for a surgical body.
It's not going to be the same
exactly.
thing.
And then others just, they're just, bruv, sometimes jeans are jeans. Yeah. And it's just how they're set up.
Mum, I've seen some. But I don't know, man. It's due to get worse.
Yeah, I don't.
Sometimes 13-year-olds talking about, I want to look like.
That's all they see.
Exactly. When are they actually going to use social media for a good thing?
No, social media is toxic. Did you, like, there was a sick person, yeah, and they would Photoshop every single picture that Nella has posted.
Who?
Nella.
Oh yeah.
To give her the, to give her, they would give her slip, bro. It was so weird to see.
Oh, what now?
Finish. They would Photoshop her body. They would slim down the waist to give her the hourglass shape, just random on the internet.
Why? What? And do what with it? Post it?
They'll just post it.
That's so weird. I want to see that now.
I kept seeing it on Twitter because Nella's one of those influencers that talks how, like, she's, they can't, like, and that's another thing. Why are surgeons so open on, like, TikTok and their Instagram, like, the Real Doctor Miami, and I'm seeing the before and the after.
Publicity, more customers.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're getting promoted like a packet of crisps.
Obviously.
Because now they're the ones that go to influencers, yeah, like, we think you need this. Yeah, because Nella said that a company, like, reached out to her, like, you would look better if you had this. It's wild.
Come to my page and talk about.
Exactly. They went into her DMs. They sent her own picture, bro. I can't find it, but it was so weird. It was like, imagine the typical Instagram body, and then they just put Nella's head over it.
I can't imagine. Nella's so calm the way that she is, man.
Exactly. Leave her alone. You actually can't come and kill yourself. Like, that's how you are.
She's okay with the way that she is. If she wants to change, she can change.
I mean, truly, we've seen how she shows everything, and she's so real about it.
Exactly.
Then this tapped female went and added her 2 pence, and she was like, "No girl believes she's beautiful until a guy comes along and makes her feel like it is."
Who said that?
Mental illness. This girl.
The hell. Mm-hmm. That she's talking about herself.
Exactly. Everybody was retweeting it like, who's we, please?
She's talking about herself. I'm so tired.
I can tell.
I think the sleep is catching up to me.
What sleep?
The lack of sleep.
What lack of sleep?
I told you.
Do you not go sleep at 9?
But I took out my hair. I went to sleep at 2 and woke up at
5. Why does it take so long?
No, because I was out all day yesterday and I started taking out at 11.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was my fault. But I had to finish it because I didn't want to leave it halfway. Flip, what time is it? 6 o'clock and I'm starting to close my eyes. Oh, God.
Like, someone said to me last week, they were like, women need to stop trying to normalize sex.
What does that even mean?
He was like, yeah, like, everyone thinks it's okay to jump on OnlyFans, and I was like,
oh, I love it. Do you think them things wouldn't even run if they weren't?
I said, do you think it's not your gender paying for the OnlyFans? You're complaining. And this girl was like, I just got paid $40 for a 9-minute video of me brushing my teeth. Like,
brushing teeth, you know, is that what it's come to?
On OnlyFans, that's what she does. They ask her to do normal tasks and they'll pay. She got a 9-second video of her brushing her teeth. She got paid $40.
I have to jump on that still.
And you're seeing these girls buy cars, houses in America from OnlyFans. But girls need to stop normalizing sex.
It's only possible because
you're the consumer, my guy. If you turn it off, there's no money.
Exactly. Like,
he was like, yeah, but it's too much now.
Why, they scared you? Now we're actually making use of it.
Like, the how certain men have a problem with the Cardi B tune.
Oh yeah, I saw a video. Did I? I don't know if you sent it to me or I sent it to you or you saw it. I saw it. I saw it anyways. This guy was basically like, oh, how he doesn't feel comfortable because he has daughters, and they're just literally talking about
but when men have been doing it since the beginning of time.
Yeah, but now.
But now it's that women. They're saying and it. now it's you've got problem. Daughters.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you're looking at them differently.
But when it's a guy talking about exactly. Who is this, who is
and
that.
It's been like that. Going back to the 80s, the 70s. There's an interview out there where there are two girls right next to Jay-Z and some other guy, and they're just doing madness right there next to them.
Bro, that was you. I don't know if you've seen this video, but there's this woman. I don't know what she... I think she's an actor. Something. Anyway, some white lady, yeah? And they were talking about men, and then she was like, yeah. She was like, to have a husband or a man or whatever, it's an accessory to her.
I know who that is.
You must have seen the video.
Oh no, it's Cher. She's white, innit?
Yeah,
Cher, she's a singer and an actress now.
Yeah. Like, what
like,
she said was
them.
Spot on, fam.
Or like when they ask, even, or they'll ask Rihanna, when are you gonna have kids? Like, are you looking for, looking? Will she die without one?
It's not even like, the way that she said it made sense as well. Cool. At first, when you say, oh yeah, they are an accessory, it sounds a bit mad. But when... I think it sounds mad. It does, man. Come on now. If somebody called you an accessory, how would you but feel?
But it's been like that. It's been like that.
No, I don't think so. I think...
It has been like that. No,
I don't think it's actually like that. I think...
But it's been,
they
it's
say
been
it the like, other way around. They say it like that. Yeah, men say it like that. But it's not really like that. Men can't survive without women.
We know this, that they can't survive without women.
Exactly. So them saying that you know that it's not even true anyways. But still. But if it's the other way around, women can do whatever the hell they want.
She doesn't need a man. So she's saying if he comes, if he doesn't, there's a word, like add-on. But not an add-on. But it is. It's like just another aspect. It somehow, it doesn't become her because then everything becomes about her and her relationship. He's literally just... I get what she means by add-on. There's a word I'm looking for. But it's not coming to me right now.
I don't know.
Because it's been happening...
Yeah, but what she said was spot on. Spot on, mate. Plus? No.
What?
You're saying add-on and then plus came to my head.
No.
It's not that.
It's true, though. Power to them.
Literally, all we need, is just...
It's because it's made out to be like it is the other way around though. Like they try it, or like society's made out, or like once upon a time women couldn't vote and then they could vote, but only if they were married, and then they could vote if they had, or then what else is there? Or once upon a time women could get raped by their husbands, or if they couldn't ask for a divorce, it had to be the man to ask for a divorce. Or like it's always been, even though you're saying that men can't survive without women, it's never been women haven't been treated like that's like, the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it's nothing to do with what it actually is. It's just male ego, that's it.
But they
can't stand the fact that that's what they are, so they have all these,
but they run the narrative though,
things
because of patriarchy, even though that's the case, they control the narrative,
sort of.
No, not sort of, it's the facts.
You can think about it like that, dude. But then there's that quote, what's it, behind every man, there's a woman. What's the word?
But why is she behind? It's small things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. But fam, it's better they think that we're harmless than know what we actually are.
Scheme. Just as powerful. That's why things like equal pay is still a problem, which is ridiculous.
And how did you even get to this? We're talking about like flipping women's rights.
Oh, there's a thing. And how there's like a low percentage of women in the catering industry. And then this woman who's a chef, she commented like men love the women of like a woman being in the kitchen until it's time to get paid for it. Let me try and find it. But yeah, it is true, like deep down men know without women they wouldn't be here, but
it's just like
treat us accordingly. And then now they're shook of a song, and
it's just like any sort of discrimination. It's not out of,
yeah,
you don't actually hate them, it's just out of fear, like with anything. Just like communists were to blame for everything. But what were they actually?
Still dangerous, whether it's fear or not, it's still harmful, isn't it?
Mm.
Only 19% of women hold chef positions. 19. And then she commented, yeah, women belong in the kitchen, in that quotation marks, till getting paid is involved.
That's so true. I just deep what you said. That is so true.
Because patriarchy, and somehow a man will still get that privilege. Being looked over women because how things, there's certain companies are, you're less likely to be hired as a woman because they think about, if she gets pregnant, maternity leave. That's wild. It's wild. Tear down the patriarchy.
But then they're always talking about, say like if a woman is dedicated to her career now, then that's also a problem.
Exactly. Because now we have the whole narrative of if she's got children, exactly, and now she's going to leave her children for that work. And not then if she doesn't have children, you have a life, you have your duties as a woman, as a female.
Yeah. I remember watching that in a movie. I think it was called Mum's Club or some shit like that. And there was this one lady, who was literally like, that's all she, like, she was dedicated to her career. But she wanted a child, but she didn't have time to go like and date and get married, mm-hmm, like the normal way, innit?
She's a hustler.
So what she did was she got a donor,
mm-hmm,
and she just had her baby and she raised the child.
My mum tells me to do that, you know. My mum and my auntie tell me to do that. They're like, don't even get married. Like, you can, really and truly, if you want sperm, you can get it anywhere. Just have your kid by yourself, raise them alone. Don't stress yourself. Get your money and live your best life.
No,
that's the advice I've always gotten from women in my life. Is the only advice I've got is like, don't get married, like have your kids, like get your money up, like work your way up, like build your career and like make your lifestyle, but just don't get married. Enjoy the perks of your labor alone with your kids. It's the best way. Bear in mind, the husbands are next to me whilst they're telling me.
That's what I was
about. Even themselves, even the husbands themselves are like, yeah, just don't bother.
But a kid needs to have both parents too. I
fully in an ideal situation, that. Yeah, but
yeah,
in an ideal situation, they need both.
Cause wait, let me even finish what I was saying about that movie. Obviously, it's a movie, but still makes sense. Like, so cool, she's gone and done that now. She has a kid, and the kid's about like 15, 14 maybe, and basically, yeah, they have this like single mom's club and they all like together, da, 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 they all babysit each other's children. And then one day, yeah, the one that's all about career, yeah, the child finally come, like she comes into her workplace and then she's about, the woman's about to get promoted, yeah?
Mm.
But the child's at her office. And when they're mid-convo, she's mid-convo with her boss or whatever. And then there's the other guy that's competing with her to get the position also. And then they look there and then it's just her child at the front of the thing and she has to go, instead of her to fight for her, the position that she wants to get, she has to go deal with the child.
Mm-hmm.
So, small things like that, yeah. And then, but what I wanted to get to was the child herself says, oh, you don't ever have time for me, da da da. And then she, the mom was explaining to her like what she did in it. And she was like, why? But you decided for me that I wasn't going to have a dad and it's not fair. Yeah. Da, da, da. So that's why. There's that as well.
Yeah, like, but it's just nature, isn't it? Like, as much as a child can be raised and be fine with a single parent,
yeah.
It's not like, it's because of obviously circumstances, but it's not like that's actually the way it's meant to be. They need both.
Mm-hmm.
For, 'cause both parents provide different exactly, things, yeah, for this child's development. And that's why, like, you see a lot of women, and then if they fall out with their, like, baby fathers, the first person they take it out on is, like, the child. Like, not many, but there's like, a select few, who'll be like, oh, like, you're not going to see your son, and blah, blah. And the only person that suffers in that situation is the child at the end of the day. That's why, like, your relationship, and then if you have a child with this person, they have to be kept separate, because for the wellness of this person that you both brought into the world,
you know what's
hidden. You have to put your problems aside.
Like, marriage and all that, yeah, is, it's not even just the person that you're really marrying. It's the whole family.
Well, that's in certain situations, though.
But more time.
No, so it depends what that person's like with their family. Like, certain people are still so, like, quite very close and very attached, and they share with them a lot. Other people kind of just, that's their family, but they kind of live their own life and they're doing their own thing. Just depends. Depends what kind of person they are.
Mm.
Just a case of who you end up with.
I would think about that, though, getting married. I have to be able to visualize, like, everybody mixing.
Their extended, if I can't, family.
Yeah, if I can't visualize that, I don't think it can run.
Do you care about having a relationship with them? Like, oh, not just...
It depends. But yes, preferably.
But like, no. Just but like being like very close to them.
No. I'm not your kid, but like.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say like, you're my daughter kind of vibes. No, do you care about that?
No. We just need to get along, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. That's standard.
If anything, I don't like that. Don't, you know. Obviously, I'll be polite anyway, but...
No. Yeah, just, it really does depend who you end up with.
We just all need to get along, and I just need to visualise all the family being able to, like, come together and vibe at the wedding. If I can't... if I think that's going to be awkward, no.
So how early are you visualising this wedding, my guy?
How early?
Yeah.
I can imagine it right now. Just the person missing.
Do you believe that statement of like, you know how certain girls, yeah, their like criteria is a man, like, they need to have a good relationship with their mom, because how they treat their mom is how they'll treat me. And
not necessarily.
Exactly.
Because some of them can treat their mom like she's the queen from that. She's an angel, but they will still be absolute waste ones. So it doesn't really show much.
Exactly. Their mom's their mom and you're you. Like, why do you think that one relationship is going to reflect how yours is?
No, you're not even on the same. It's a different.
You would never be on the same level. They're completely different. It's like that listing that Twitter love to do.
Who comes first?
Mother, wife, kids.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that listing.
But yeah,
the video. My eyes. She's actually shouting. She was shouting at the mum to go in the back seat. Do you think I can ever even have the chest, the heart, to even increase the volume to that level?
But if that's not staged, which I think it is staged, if it's not staged, then it's not a random occasion. Like, they've got beef. They've never, I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, because she said...
for a chair.
Even when she was vexed, she was referring back
to the other thing. I didn't.
She was like,
I watched it like, silently, basically.
You always did it.
But Twitter love to do that list thing. Who comes first? Your mom, your wife, your kids. And people were doing the list yet, and it blows my mind, because not people are still getting it wrong.
What's the right way then?
The right way is your kids are first. Point blank, period. Your kids come first.
What's
and then it's your wife, and then it's your mother.
It's techie, because when it's wife, it's a different thing there. But it's still your mom. Like
it's a different thing, but it's like you. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't think you can put your mother over your. Or like a lot of people put their wife before the way I see it a lot is wife, kids, mum. Wife, mum, kids.
How is your kids last?
But wife comes first a lot. But I still think, like, I don't care. Your children come first any day of the week. That's not even a debate. Obviously, for some, still not understanding. And then I do.
Why would your kids ever come last? I didn't understand that one. Why would they be last? I'm pretty sure your mom, she wouldn't agree with that either. She'd probably put them on over you, like.
Mm-hmm. I think the moment you pick a wife, that's like who you're picking. Like, that's your chosen family, basically. That's why I say your wife comes first. Not first, but in that debate, not a chair debate, because whoever sat in the chair first sits in the chair. I don't understand the issue of this passenger shit business.
It's not because that if she's already there, she's already there.
She sat there. Certain girls are getting up.
Yes, certain are getting up.
No, yeah, I was going to say, do you think you would get up? You get up and out and sit at the back. So would I, to be fair. But that's just a comfort thing. But certain girls are like adamant, like, no, I'm your girl, so I sit in passenger.
That only works when you're comparing yourself to just other normal people.
Bruv,
that's,
if someone, even if his brethren is sat, if you're just sat there, I'm going to the back. I didn't know it was all this, like, politics involved.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Even when it's not that deep,
you're all going to the same destination. You're in the same car. But yeah, I do think it becomes children, then each other, and then your wife. Your mother, because you've left them, like you've picked your wife. Because people act like it's like only one woman can it's either your mum or your wife, but they're completely different relationships.
It's a different type of exactly. Life. It's a different
relationship. It's like that. If your dad and your husband are fighting, and your dad tells you to sit down, and your husband tells you to leave, which one are you doing?
Shut up! I'm listening to my dad, bruv. Who are you, fam? What? Dad told me to sit down. I'm sitting down. No question about it. Sorry.
No, but I think after a certain age.
No. Maybe. If I feel like I want to leave the room, I will leave.
Exactly.
It's not about, oh, yeah, because he said I'm going to go do it now. But, yeah, it depends what it is, certain things.
As if my husband will ever take, like, that. You see, it goes back again to, for women, it's either your dad or your husband tells you what to do.
Oh, love it, man.
Because a father figure is like the highest point of respect, supposedly. Like, usually for a woman, it's your father kind of thing.
Mm.
And then after your father comes your husband to almost take that position.
Yeah. Literally.
No.
That's with certain cultures, even religions, that like when that's you get married standard. Now you go and live with the
man's family.
Even if he's living with his parents, yep. But you go and live there.
Yep, you have them. To join that. I feel like I would be so uncomfortable in that situation. Like
it depends, as much, though, but
certain them have a really good relationship. Exactly,
because by
good.
That point you're married. It's not before that, it's not.
Yeah.
So by then you would have had to be calm, like.
But even then, I feel like as a married couple, I'd still feel like we need our own space.
Well, you can do it.
Yeah.
But it's the man that has to go about doing it. That's the thing. Well, obviously now it's different.
Well.
A bit different. You can both do it together. There's nothing against that. So.
Like I said in the last episode 2 weeks ago, it ends with me.
Oh my.
This whole gender thing, like.